You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
What do you have that is...
Just wait, because I'm going to have you pull it up in real time, all of you, all three of you. I do not mean to be rude. You know I have a good heart, Scott.
Is this on YouTube?
But there are certain things that should not be allowed in this town. Okay?
Is this on YouTube?
There are certain things that should not be allowed in this town. Let me give you an example.
Drugs.
We should not allow a Walmart on the plaza. We would universally agree that we should not allow that.
Why?
Because it's the plaza.
I'm going to say these days, it sounds like a pretty good idea. Anyway.
They have a couple open storefronts.
Do not open the store yet. Let me just read it.
Better than the Halloween store, right?
Yeah.
As massive Ward Parkway mansion emerges, so do neighbors' opinions, by Eric Adler at the Kansas City Star. I need everyone to picture the stunning brick and or stone, the Pendergast home. Picture
exactly
all of the stunning homes on Ward Parkway. And then I'm going to give you each an opportunity to give me some adjectives describing the Ward Parkway homes just off the plaza. Go.
5500.
Yes.
Ward Parkway.
Stately.
Gorgeous.
Dan.
Ritzy.
Yes. Classical.
Not really a home, more of a manor.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Oh, my God. The sign at the construction site.
Oh, it's bad.
Where over the last year, a 10,000-square-foot mansion has been rising.
Oh, my.
Delivers a friendly message. Hi, neighbors, reads the sign. It is accompanied by a rendering of the rectangularly shaped home. We're excited to add another special home to this historic community. That's what the sign says.
Oh.
How's it historic
if
it's new?
Just wait. The home was the Block Mansion home. Remember, it was the Symphony Showcase show house home, and then they knocked it down.
Yeah.
The original Block stately brick mansion. They knocked it down a few years ago.
Okay.
For those of you who have seen Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
What are they doing?
That's a 10,000-square-foot house?
Oh, yeah. It's looking like a mid-20th century modern style.
It looks
style.
Like
a
shipping container that in the Ferris Bueller's Day Off, they reversed the car out of.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. There's some architectural history involved in this design.
Dan, this is the ugliest house I've ever seen in my life.
It's going to look very odd along the stately drive of the really expensive mansions on Ward Parkway.
In all fairness.
No.
In all fairness, most of the homes in the Ward Parkway corridor and also on State Line in that same area, I would say probably from 52nd up to like 63rd,
mm-hmm.
all got the same reaction when they were built back in the 20s and 30s because they were new and edgy. The rich folk of the 20s and 30s.
They were also stone and they were colonial.
Yeah.
It was the people that were living in the mansions in the Northeast that looked at some of the architectural designs that were being brought in the neighborhood of Ward Parkway. And they were all, you know, pushing their nose up and saying, well, that's not elegant. Our homes are elegant.
Is the most ill placed conceived. Now, if you stuck this up on a cliff, like think in like
Briarcliff.
In Briarcliff, absolutely. Or in there are areas of Leawood where like every 35th house happens to be this style. I can't stand the style. What do you call it? It's just not my thing. Contemporary.
Yeah, it's a contemporary
modern. Like modern
type
contemporary design. Think
mm-hmm.
think rectangular shipping container.
So in Western Shawnee, we have all of our homes are different, but they all look similar.
They're different shades of taupe.
Except one.
Is there you have one modern?
We have one modern home in our neighborhood.
Listen to the rest of this story from Eric Adler at
and
the
I hate
Star.
It. I hate it.
If only the neighbors were as equally excited as the sign posted out front, which some are, he writes, but others are not. It's going to be a good 2 years from now, quoting here from the owner, who I will not name, because my goodness, what are you doing? in September.
It's an open design.
Construction on the parcel. It is a 1.5 acre lot on the east side of Ward. It's the blockhouse. It's literally the blockhouse.
No, it used to be the blockhouse.
Henry Block is rolling over.
You know what this looks like? What it reminds me of visually is some of the classic Frank Lloyd Wright designs. That mid-20th century, angular, contemporary, modern, that's what this looks like.
Lots of glass.
Neighbors in and around the Meyer Circle area of Ward Parkway, a mansion-lined boulevard that has historically been one of the most affluent areas of the city, had little sense of the scale of the mansion to come until now.
Well.
The home superstructure has just emerged, and so have neighbors' opinions. Couple are enthusiastic. No doubt about it.
It looks like falling water. Frank Lloyd Wright.
It's going to have a pool.
Most famous design.
A pool house, 5 bedrooms, and an elevator. And one of the neighbors says, "I think it's cool. I think it's cool."
So that brick wall, that stone wall, is not actually the front of the house. That's just shading them from Ward Parkway. They don't want to see Ward Parkway from their living room.
Others, however, are not thrilled at what they are seeing, saying the modern design is ill-fitted to a neighborhood that for 100 years has featured grand homes and mansions built in neoclassical, colonial, Georgian, English Tudor, or French styles.
Looks like it's an old money, new money fight.
No, Georgia, I don't like the new home going up next door.
It's going to be interesting.
That argument's out of my pay grade.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep driving by it.
It is estimated to be $7.5 million.
$7.5 million?
And I think the lot was two. They decided a few years ago, and it broke my heart, that the lot was more valuable without the Block mansion on it. And I've been in that mansion because it was the designer show house. How old's B? 20 years ago, that mansion was the designer show house, 21 years ago. And I toured it. Absolutely stunning. Did it need upgrades? Oh, the phones are ringing. And I'm so sorry if you own that house. I'm not trying to be mean, but you got to pick that up and put that somewhere else.
That block house was from 1926, English
beautiful.
Georgian manor.
It was a brick manor.
Of course it
was. Pools and gardens and...
That lot's been empty for as long as I can remember. When did they tear it down?
They knocked that down in, it was in the 2000s.
Well, I don't remember.
It was sold in 2007.
Yeah.
Okay.
Huh.
You know, they interviewed a lot of neighbors in their 70s who have the traditional.
One of them has the nose of a Concorde jet in the backyard.
Oh, I love that house.
Backyard. I think that's the front yard.
It is the front yard, and it's very cool. Listen to one quote from a neighbor. I think it's huge. It is gorgeous.
It is huge.
And it is lovely. And it would fit in really well somewhere out south in Johnson County. This does not fit the neighborhood.
NIMBY.
Out south in Johnson County? What is that supposed to mean?
I told you in Leawood, about every 35th or 40th house has one contemporary. One. And it looks out of place even every 35 houses. It just
always does.
There are a number of houses that are designed looking like this, this contemporary modern style over on the west side.
I want to remind you what the Block Mansion looked like, Scott, because you forget it hasn't been there in a long time.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's got that kind of plantation home look.
Isn't there like a Ward Parkway homeowners
association?
Maybe some sort of like, you know, rule booklet.
Apparently not.
Not after you tear the house down. The homes are historic homes.
We could go with this, or we could not do that.
Well, the house or the manor that was there previously
had
fallen into disrepair.
It had
deteriorated.
It was.
Without shingles, gutter damage, weeds.
I think I'd rather look at the weeds. I'm going to be honest.
Well, just go over here to the Mission Gateway then.
It's a unique... home. It's unique.
You know who looks good in that house? Tony Stark.
Yeah, he does. I was thinking the same thing.
Ooh. It's a Tony Stark house.
Who the hell
See,
is
all
Tony
of a sudden
Stark?
It's cool.
What?
Iron Man.
Oh, of course.
Listen to one neighbor. It's really huge. I would rather it were smaller and I saw less house.
913-58.
That's one of the quotes.
Would love to hear from the neighbors or somebody else who has a modern home in their more traditional neighborhood.
Oof.
And oof. We have one, there have to be several thousand homes in my subdivision. It's huge. And there is one house that sticks out like a thumb. It's hideous.
The more I look at it, the worse it gets. I'm sorry. And you know what? That house would look so good in Phoenix, right? It's, parts of California. Palm Desert.
Oh, California.
Palm Desert. Yes.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.